Call the meeting to order. We have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Furman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
In absence, Councilmember Block.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to it? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as printed?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We would like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments and concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum, and this is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council that is not on the agenda? Seeing none. Next item is consent agenda items 1 through 4. Council, you have any questions about the consent agenda?
I make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is item number 5, informational. I'm on telecommunication service. Randy Schoen, I hope?
Yep. You said it right. That's awesome. How you doing, everybody?
Good.
I'm Randy Schoen. I'm a development analyst for I'm on Communications. So my job is to find underserved or unserved communities. And Bluegrass came to our attention. And so I've been down here to take a look at it and everything. And I wanted to talk to the council and the mayor and see if there was interest from the community if we were to move forward, look at engineering, how it would lay out, put a economics to it to see if we could actually build it. And we work closely with the city and everything as far as easements, right-of-ways, and such. But I'm kind of hoping if you have any questions, I can answer them for you, and then hopefully get the consent from the council and the mayor to take that next step.
First question is, can you explain a little bit about I'm assuming it's internet?
Yes, we directly compete against the Mediacom and CenturyLink of the world.
Okay. And what's your pitch to us as far as, I know we've had some other people talking to mm-hmm. us and trying to give our people a little bit more options.
Yeah, so we build fiber to the home. It's the only way to go anymore. The city of Bluegrass, we would look at going completely underground. There are rare exceptions that we may actually work with the power company for poles. But we would look at Bluegrass being 100% underground. The cost is to us. It's not to the city or anything like that. We just want to be able to work with the city on right away. Look at CIP projects where you're going to maybe redo a storm sewer. We want to stay away from that or plan ahead, you might say. Our company started in 2007. We were Cedar Rapids and Marion, and over the last 18 years, I can't believe it. We have grown to Sioux City, Iowa City, Coralville, Dubuque, Clinton, Comanche, Fort Madison, Burlington, West Burlington, Keokuk, and I am now working in Duluth and Superior. So we're an Iowa-based company, and Bluegrass just kind of fits. We actually have fiber that actually cuts through Bluegrass now. So it makes it a little bit simple for us to hook it into the network.
And what kind of costs and timeframes were you guys thinking if something like this were to materialize?
Well, to be honest with you, 26 is pretty much already set. We would have our engineering company come in, lay everything out, put it against Smarty as far as the number of addresses, how many fibers, and design it out. It would probably be a 27 project. So I don't know if we can speed that up, and I don't know if the city would be ready for it. Because we want to do our research as far as find out that if you guys are going to redo roads or something like that, we don't want to slow you down or, yeah, I don't know what else to say.
What kind of timeline would you guys be looking at as far as?
It's one construction season. So if we started, let's say frost broke end of March, we're looking at roughly, 1,200 addresses, give or take. It's probably about a 3-month. But a lot of this goes, because the city does their own locates, I'm assuming, right? As far as like water and such, I don't know if that's...
We don't have water sewer anymore.
No.
The only thing we would locate is our storm sewers.
Or storm sewers. So who locates water?
Iowa American.
Okay. So lots of times some communities don't have a lot of personnel to do a lot of locates, and we like to try to do, 4,000 or 5,000 feet a week, or a day, I should say. And if the city can't keep up with it, then we have to accordingly set our schedule. So if I say if we could do it in 3 months, that's great. But if the city can't keep up or other utilities can't keep up, we need to find that happy medium. So it might turn into a 6-month project. And we like to release as we go. So we technically start at the hub and work out to the end, and we can release addresses so people can sign up and get service before. It's not a build it all and then turn it over. We like to release as you go.
You got any kind of price points as far as your different speeds?
I get asked that a lot. I don't work on cost on speeds. I will say that we're very competitive, because if we're not going to get anybody hook up. And if you go and you look on our site, you can see different things up to a gig and more. Businesses, we've got some businesses that are looking at 10 gig. So
what kind of capabilities are you going to have here at Bluegrass? Do you think you can hit like an 8 gig here?
You hit a what?
8 gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have 100 gig rings that run the system and everything. And then all of our hub sites, where Bluegrass, I actually want to do what we call a right-of-way site. So it's basically a cabinet that's set in the right-of-way. It gets power, but it'll have 10 gig capabilities to drop off. If we need to go up from that, we can tap and bring that there.
What does the city use right now? MediaCom?
That's the only option we have right now, yeah.
Yes.
Are we having problems with it? I know a lot of people.
Just them there. Doing construction and shutting us off every now and then, but no.
Okay.
If we do routine maintenance, we usually give 17-hour notification, because there's a lot of companies that do backup systems and they can't, they need to know. So we one of the big things we do too is Wi-Fi in the park. So we'll work with the city if they've got a main park that they do functions, car shows, because I'll come to the car shows. We'll do free Wi-Fi in the park for everybody. So, and it works differently, so anybody could go to the park and they can hook up to the Wi-Fi for free. If they're not an IMON customer, it kicks them off after 2 hours. If they are an IMON customer, unlimited. So if you have events, let's say Ragbri. I don't know if you guys get Ragbri coming through. It's perfect. We can, you tell us, it's like, yeah, we're going to stick them in the main park. Great. We'll go ahead and we'll crank it up. So then everybody can sit there and use it. We've done that for a lot of Ragbri events. And that's no cost to the city. All we need is you to tell us where it needs to go and give us access to power from a building.
So maybe like a portable unit you put out there for the event?
Oh, we'll leave it. Yeah, so we'll come to you and say, okay, you can have this part. We'll look at the building where we can get a power source from it. And then we'll run the fiber, hook up the equipment, put it up, broadcast it out. We use a company called Ovation out of Cedar Rapids. They'll come out and they'll scan it to see where their best site is at. Work with you guys to get everything put in place, and then it's up and running. And other than getting a little power from you to run an ONT, there's no cost to the city. We'll take care of all the construction. And we gladly entertain doing the city account as well. So.
Free of charge, I'm assuming.
I don't know if the city goes free of charge. They do have reduced rates, though. I know
okay,
that.
Good.
Yeah, because we've done a lot of city
minutes.
Accounts. You know, if we can't do it right away, cabinet, because there's not a sufficient place or something like that, it just doesn't fall in there, we may approach you to see if you've got a little piece of land.
We just sold that little piece.
Oh.
That would have been so ideal for us there.
I was going to say, if you had a little piece of land, and we could put the cabinet there, and then we could just give the city free internet.
Yeah.
You know, kind of an offset. There's a million ways to do this.
We'll find a spot.
Yeah. This cabinet's not that large. It's, I want to say it's like a 5x5. And then it'll have a backup generator that'll sit next to it.
Oh, across the street at Brad's house.
We don't own that.
Matt?
Matt Singleton, what is your install like compared to the Metronets of the world as far as cleanliness and making sure all the pedestals are put together, getting crap out of people's yards, picking up the utility flags?
So that's the whole thing. I know Metronet, they have their supervisors that watch the crews. We do things a little bit different. Our general contractor actually has their own inspectors, but we also have in-house inspectors. And we go through neighborhoods and make sure everything is said and done, braked out. I can't lie and say we don't miss stuff. We do. But we do a street sheet to the city, so the city will always know every day, and the locators get this as well, every day of where we are and what we're doing. So if we're doing restoration, it's on the list. If we're boring in this area, you know what's boring. Because we've had it before where we've had multiple contractors working in the city, some for us, some for somebody else, and then we'll get a call saying, hey, you hit this. Well, if you look at the street sheet, we're not even there. It's actually another company. So we stay on it. Concrete coring, concrete replacement. We work with the city. Every city is different on what they expect to happen. And that's why I really want to work with you guys on capital improvement projects, because if I don't want you guys putting down new concrete, have to have it poured for utility. We can work around it. We can find another way, one way or another. But our installs, Metronet basically goes from a splice case and they pull through the duct system and then they go up and it's hard spliced out. Here we actually do MSTs, so everything's plug and play. And it makes it a lot simpler. Like if somebody's planting a tree, they don't call for a locate, cut the drop. We come out right away and just plug in and have them back up. So.
Well, Metronet is horrible, so that's why I'm asking. I follow them around the Quad Cities, breaking the
call. Oh, yeah. No, we, like I was talking to two different crews working, that was Iowa City and Corville. We were literally two blocks apart, and they assumed that we were all one company, and we're not. We're two different companies competing, and we got calls left and right, and so we started the street sheet, and that solved a lot of it, because the city would actually know who it was. So, and our response time with our own inspectors on site, they're here. Even if they were on one side of town and they called from the other side of town, it's 10 minutes, right? Tops to get there. So, and they work in the field every day. So.
You kind of mentioned a lot of big towns you're in, Comanche being one of the exceptions.
Yeah.
So you're not in a lot of small towns. What kind of?
Piasta, uh-huh. Dyersville, Farley. Mm-hmm. I'm going to forget one or two. They're all out of the Dubuque market. You get Sioux City, we have a crossing into South Sioux City, Nebraska, not very big. And then we also go into South Dakota. And what I'm working